Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Saturday, our action, our Silver Express Action Workshop. This morning, we are going to be talking about 21 clubs. First, I want to say, you know, one of the things that we are looking for, and I know all of you guys are looking for, is we're looking for people that, you know, they want to have a better life. They want something better in their life. They want better health. They want vibrant health. I mean, they want to, you know, really be able to enjoy life in their bodies and not be hurting and freaking. And we're looking for people that want to have time and money so that they have a flexible, I mean, they can do things that they want to do in their life with their kids, with their spouse, for their personal growth. And they want to do something where they feel that they can really make a difference, something that's important. And, you know, we have all of that with McKenna. It's so exciting. And with these 21 clubs, it just gives us a way to get out and meet more people. I was just on a seminar, and, you know, two of the biggest mistakes that new networkers make and just networkers tend to make is one thing is we tend to say too much, number one. You know, if we're talking to somebody and they give us even the slightest little bit of interest, we just start telling them everything and overwhelm them. And then number two is we don't talk to enough people. You know, Dave Johnson and Dennis Williams, and, you know, they're always sharing with us things like, you know, if you're a waitress and you're going around pouring cups of coffee, you know, if people say no, you don't get all upset. You just ask the next person. And again, back to in network marketing, when we bring new people on board, they talk to several people that say no, and they get, you know, all discouraged. But, you know, if we realize and if we help our new people realize that a lot of people, it's not going to be the right timing in their life. And so that's another reason the 21 Club is so great. It helps us, you know, with urgency get in motion and do a presentation, invite and do a presentation with at least 21 people in 30 days. And so the 21 Club is so great for both of those. And this morning on our call, we have Pam Barnes, Platinum, that just completed a successful 21 Club that's going to share with us. And Cindy Weiscarver, who was the A for Pam, is also on. And so they're going to share how they did it, and then also we're going to be able to ask them questions, because I think, you know, it's time for all of us to really look at doing a 21 Club and starting, you know, do one in May or do more than one in May. Like Tony Skoma as an A is doing 7 at one time, you know, with technology, with our cell phones, with computers, with Skype, now with the Zoom. I mean, these different ways. You know, we can do more at one time, and it can just create massive momentum in our team. So, you know, think about you, yourself, or people on your team, and if you did 2 successful 21 clubs in May, you know, a successful 21 club has 6,000 PGV and 3 new seniors, but you did 2 of those, that would be 12,000 PGV right there. So that would be, you know, somebody could be a silver. And even if you, you know, like if you did 4 over either in 1 month or over 2 months that were not totally successful, but, you know, averaged about 3,000 PGV each, that would still be, you know, that would still be 12,000 PGV. That would still be a silver either for yourself or somebody on your team to help them rank advance. So, you know, this is just such a way to learn, to have fun, have that sense of urgency so that we do invite a lot of people. And
I called the wrong number on the inside, so maybe call me back.
And I see we need to mute one of the lines here. So 21 clubs are just so incredible. So, Pam, I would like to start with you, and as you go along, we can bring Cindy in, but Pam, go ahead and share with us, you know, how you did your 21 Club, how you invited, how you did presentations, you know, how you brought the A in, all of those things.
sample.
Okay. Well, welcome. I'm glad to be on the call, and thank you, Jack and Karen, for having me on the call. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to tell you anything rocket science except get into motion. That's what it takes, getting into motion and just saying, doing it. My affirmation, or Ron and my affirmation, is to have three successful 21 clubs done by June 30th, and we know out of those our silvers will emerge from that. And, you know, when everybody looks at their calendar and they say, when can I do this? When can I start this? Oh, I've got this. Oh, I've got that. All these cows are in the way, right? So I knew that I needed to do it, and when to do it was tough. However, at San Antonio last fall, and I highly recommend everybody on this call being there, that is the best, I don't know, just best intense learning. And when we did the round tables and went from one Royal Diamond to the next, and asked questions, listened to other people's questions, one thing that was brought out by one of the Royal Diamonds when we were discussing 21 clubs was, when you get that first order, bam, there you go, okay? So, of course, we're all out sharing. So, bam, that first order came in, and I said, okay, God, this is it. We are in a 21 club, because it was for a demo sleep system, and I knew that she was going to be interested in a lot of our products. I don't know if Carol Ann's on the call or not. But so I said, that's it. There's my little push that I needed to get this thing going, because I had my ongoing list where I add at least one name or two names every single day onto that list, and I said at least, okay? And so that was a push, and I started making calls. And there were people that were on whatever you want to call it, your chicken list or whatever. I said, it's time to get them off, and I'm going to call them and see what we can do. So it started. I had no idea where the other two seniors were going to come from, okay, but I knew that they would emerge, and they did, and from an area that I hadn't even planned on. It was a lady that bought products for me, like Gloria mentioned early in, that some of the customers were calling, and she had referred somebody. And it was an elderly lady that's right on task for Niken. I mean, just unbelievable woman that had a sciatica problem. Well, you know, I said had a sciatica problem. She had been dealing with for a year and was miserable. And so she grabbed right away, and that evolved into the second senior. And so the lady that referred her said, oh, my gosh, I want a sleep system too. So she got on board, and they started sharing with their friends. And so they were helping to add people into my 21 club, because neither of them were looking at the business. Their goal was to help their friends. So that's how it went. And the people that I had on my list, I mean, people from high school that I've been meaning to get with, I got with them. I mean, I bought some people lunches. I never begged a favor. That's one thing I did not do. And not that I'm not going to tell you not to do that, but it was, I'm going to do this. This is serious stuff now. We've got to get on board. And I always ask, who did you know? So then, after the first call, that three-way call with Cindy, we could see, and I had a variety of people, and Jack and Karen, jump in at any time or share this when you take it back to Ben, but having one person as an A is not a challenge, but somewhat difficult, because that person, like Tony Scoma, is doing seven of them, so to get the time. And so actually, Cindy and Scott, they're doing their 21 club. I wanted to do a 21 club, so we said, let's just be each other's A and B, because there were some of the people in my group that came from Ron's referrals, and they needed to talk to a man more than they needed to talk to a woman. And so Scott stepped in, and he did three-way calls as well. So, you know, that worked just wonderfully. But Cindy and I figured out early on that the first call kind of went every which direction. Cindy, would you call it that way? It went lots of directions. So we sit down, and I put together questions, okay, for her to ask them as follow-up questions to see where their interest lies. And what was also good on those questions is that let me know, after all of this had processed, that was another flag for me to know where their interest really was. You know, was it product? Was it business? Was it water? Was it sleep? Things like that. And I will tell you, do that push in the beginning of this, as we did back when several on the call know, we had 7 days in which to do this. And I did 8 or 9 of them back when. And so even though that was difficult because you had to put your family on hold, really, to, you know, accomplish that. So you think, oh, 30 days, that's, you know, pretty simple to do the 21. It goes really fast. It goes really fast. And, of course, do groups. And, you know, and here again, I was fortunate enough, the elderly ladies had wanted their friends in. So every time I went over maybe to see one person and there'd be 3 or 4 people sitting there in the room.
Yeah, that really helps. So I can see that, you know, if you can have multiple people, that's going to, you know, rather than just one at a time. I mean, one at a time is fine if that's what you need to do, but I can see that it can really, yeah, you have more energy, you have the synergy of the people being together. And did you really focus on doing your 21 early in your 30-day period so you'd have lots of time to follow up?
Well, that was my focus. Actually, mine ended up meandering throughout the whole month just because, and mine wasn't a month. It was a half a month and a half a month, which if you're trying to make a level any Kim, that's not the way to do it. That wasn't my concern because I didn't need to, you know, go from senior to executive or anything like that. But and so people that canceled out on me at the beginning, you could get them in at the end. You know, so that worked out well because you had 3 weeks in which to reschedule them. I also have some people that I called for that 21 club that we just simply couldn't get it worked out because I'm looking at, you know, at business people and taking the whole idea to them. So they're on, like I have a lunch Monday, you know, with a lady that I've actually rescheduled 3 times. So, you know, I'm not going to give up. You know, what can you say if they call and say, I've got something going on? You just set the next appointment right then. And
absolutely.
That's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. We don't say, oh, I'm going to call you back. The other interesting thing, you know, years ago we used to get a gift of some sort from me, Ken. Now it's a 250 a person. And the other beauty of that is, now keep in mind, it was half in 1 month and half in the other. But my March check, it didn't quite double from what the average has been, but it almost doubled from what the average had been. So, of course, that was, you know, I was working on first level, so you get your full percentage back. But that's something else you need to look at, not just the number of people that that's going to be and the people they refer you to, but the fact and the 250, but the fact that you're going to get more on your monthly NECAN check. It's
absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's, I mean, there's so many benefits of the 21 Club, that momentum you get, the extra cash you get, the A gets $250, the B gets $250, plus you're creating all that volume. So, of course, you'll get the, you know, your commission on that.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, Cindy and Scott, they have busy schedules. I have a busy schedule. Ron has a busy schedule because it was the end of tax season, which actually turned out for a good time for me just because he's at the office 12 hours a day, and I work 12 hours a day on NECAN. But, you know, it was, we had to work out getting these calls done. Cindy, I used the plan. Okay, when I presented, I always went through the plan. Even, you know, if I was there on a, let's just say, a sciatica situation, mm-hmm. I went through the plan. Pat and Mac have put together a little bit of a different version, an addition to Rick's basic, the plan, and I'm very comfortable with that, and that's the one that I used, and, you know, Cindy had it, and that's the one we went through. It just has some additional things about creating the problems that are going on in the world. And I know they're on Dave's call at 11, so I'm sure that they're going to discuss that too, how they added into that. And it's easy to do. It's just some Time Magazine covers and establishing the need for what we have. And so then, you know, Cindy did the follow-up on that. We did it at her break time. We did it after school. We did it in the evening and just went through and asked people what they thought. Would they share with people? Did, you know, she said, did you purchase anything at this point? You know, did you try it or purchase it, or, you know, and they just told their story. And it was wonderful because they kept, the people in business want to get, you know, wanted to do the call and get it done. Okay. Because I said, this, you know, I'm in a 21 reward club with the company. And so we do three-way calls, or, you know, and in our case, we needed to do three-way calls because to get everybody together wasn't going to work. And, so they were fine with that. But the business people, of course, wanted it short and sweet. Let's, you know, let me find out and hear more from this lady. And I had them share their story briefly. Cindy can share that in a brief version. And but then the people that were in the retirement center, they tended to like to talk. So we had to keep bringing them back, you know, into square one. So it really helped to have that focus for both Cindy and I. So I'm going to turn it over to Cindy and let her talk about what it was like to be in the A in this situation.
All right, Cindy, yeah, what was it like to be the A? I think I got out of this that, Pam, you invited the people, probably primarily by phone, is that correct?
Well, phone, but, I mean, I was there in person. I didn't do
right,
this
right.
All.
But, yeah.
Most of all my appointments were in person.
Yeah, so you invited them via telephone, then you met them in person, you had your presentation in person, and then you did the three-way call to Cindy the A over the phone.
Okay, Cindy, so
we had a list of 5 questions to try to keep it short, sweet, and to the point, and our final question, you know, just as Pam had shared, did you try anything? What was your favorite product? Have you shared it with anybody else? And then we kind of tried to close with, we know you're really busy. And I'm trying to remember how I exactly said it. We know you're really busy and that you talk to a lot of people. And would you be willing to share this with others? And I guess that's how we said it, because we wanted to know that they were busy and we were busy, and we wanted to kind of end it, because, like she said, some people continued to talk the whole time. And so it was that closing statement that was difficult at first to figure out how to say it, and then we – here, I found my paper – I know you're really busy and talk to a lot of people. Would you or have you told them about your positive changes you've had? So that was how it said. And would you be willing to refer people to Pam? Oh, yes, definitely. So, so they were very easy questions. What was the most interesting part of me, Ken, that Pam shared with you? Did you try any products and which one? What did you feel? How did you feel from using it? And did you decide to purchase anything? So those kind of all came together at some point. And then we tried to close with the, I know you're really busy. So putting it out there that they're a really busy person and we appreciate their time. So it was awesome to be able to be the A, which I hadn't really done that much. I have, but it was good to be able to listen to them. And as she shared, some of the people just wanted to talk, and we had to keep getting them back on track so that we could get through all the people that we needed to get through in a short amount of time. So, and we started with, thanks for giving us 5 or 10 minutes.
So they knew
that that's all it was going to be, yes. So,
yeah,
right.
I know
and then, that. Yeah, and then depending upon, I've pulled up the sheet we wrote, so depending upon how the answers were going, then the last part of it, and I'll just share all of these questions. Now, these are not everything we ask somebody, but this is how we went about, here again, depending upon their answers on the first part of the questionnaire,
Would you be willing to refer a friend or have friends to your home and share these health solutions to help other people? And, of course, a couple of them had already done that, so that one wouldn't apply to them because they had done that. Or who do you know that could benefit from $500 a month or even more from that? Do you know anybody that could benefit from that? Or how would the income of the products help you and income from sharing these products help you or your family? Because with the elderly people, I know there is no doubt in my mind, their children, their adult children who are my age, are going to see the difference in their parents. I mean, just one, the one lady, she used to walk the halls at 3 a.m. in the morning. She said that was her exercise time because her restless leg was so bad, she, you know, couldn't sleep. So she figured she might as well get up and walk. Nobody was out there, and so she did laps on the different floors. I thought that was very creative thinking on this woman's part. However, now she says, now I have to go to exercise class because I'm sleeping through the night. So, you know, what a blessing that, you know, she's missing her walking time. I thought that was so funny. So, you know, we had to adjust, you know, on the fly as we all do. And then while you were listening to Pam's presentation, did you think of anyone who needed to know this information? Okay. When and that next one, when do you think Pam could arrange to meet with that person or could we do a phone call like we're doing now? And then the other one would be, and I would say this, which I know I'm not supposed to talk, but I would say, I had two close friends who knew about NECAN but never shared it with me. Therefore, I could have been helped 2 years earlier than what I went then when I found NECAN, but for whatever reason, I wasn't. So please go ahead and share. We wanted to plant the seed for them to think about referrals and to think about the business part of it. And that's, you know, here again, they see that in the plan, in the presentation. But we both felt that they needed to hear that again because everybody gets in their busy day. And everybody thinks they're busier than anybody else. How many phone calls do we all get that have all these busy, 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 and you want to say, yes, I am too, and I need to go unload the car from yesterday, you know, type things like that. So, you know, you have to give that respect that they're busy. And then Cindy and Scott have, a great, and they would tweak it according to what, the person was interested in. But short and sweet, if you don't mind, she would always ask, if you don't mind, can I share in 2 minutes how my family has been helped with these products? And everybody said, yeah, sure.
Oh, I love that. So if you don't mind, in 2 minutes, can I share what our family's experienced with these products? I like that. That's really, really nice. I mean, I think that really helps people feel good when you ask them for permission like that. Pam, it sounds like maybe do you guys have these written down? If you could send them to us, we could share them out to the team.
Okay, they're kind of they're rough version, but yes. I mean, I can
okay.
do that. I have them on a form.
Okay, rough is good. And Pam, could you share? I know one of the things we get lots of questions about. How did you invite the people to come to your presentation?
Oh, I asked to meet them. Some of them were Ron's contacts or I've met through business things. Those are the ones I really tried, to focus on because we got, getting the silvers going here. And so, I would say some of them I didn't know very well. And I would just say, hi, this is Pam Barnes. I met you at the LSI, which is the Leadership Southern Indiana or wherever, event, and we were discussing about the company that Ron and I have in the area, distributorship in NECAN, as we're lifestyle extension specialists. And they go, oh, yeah, I remember. I said, well, I would love the opportunity to share more with you in 30 minutes. Is there some time do you have 30 minutes that I could come to your office, meet you for coffee, take you to lunch after work, and I can just share because you might be interested, you might not be interested, but I am sure that you're going to know somebody who will greatly benefit from the information I will share with you. I only had one turn me down.
Wow, Pam, that is fantastic. I love that. I mean, you... you know, you've connected with people that you didn't know that well. I mean, for some people that are listening, maybe it can be people that they have met at, you know, booths or fairs or things that they've done like that. But I really liked how, you know, you established that you'd met them and connected. And it's just, I don't know, I mean, I would meet with you. It just sounds easy, you know. It doesn't sound scary or anything.
Well, the only scary hard part is the first call, guys. That's the hard part. Once you get the first one down, then it just starts rolling, you know, and it just becomes, nobody knows. And I guess I learned this early on. I mean, in the dental office years ago, we had to call everybody and make their six-month appointment. I mean, when I think back to that, I think how antiquated that was. But, you know, I guess that's when I get immune to picking up that 1,000-pound phone, you know, to share. And it's just that was hard to do sometimes over and over and over again. So, but this time, every phone call that I make, and, you know, and I know I'm talking to a lot of the choir here, but every phone call I make, that one, to me, I act like it's the very first phone call I made that day or the only person I'm calling that day. They're the only one.
Oh, I really like that.
You know, it's right. They don't know that you've called 10 people before you called them.
Exactly. They don't know that. And you know, for them to feel like you care about them, you're focusing on them, yeah, that's huge. And, mm-hmm. and then, okay, so you invited them, and then you invited them to sit down with you and meet. And so then what did you do when you guys got together?
I did the plan.
Oh, that's right.
I showed
okay.
them the plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh. I went through the plan. And I asked them questions, you know, just some basic questions. And then I went to the plan and showed them. I have both Pat and Mac's version and Rick's version in a notebook. So, and I even have it separate in just a folder, okay? Some people, and I always have a black and white copy because some of them wanted to take it. And I would offer it to them. I said, if you'd like a copy of this so you could read it, because I didn't sit there and read every word, you know, it's the gist of it and going through the highlights. And here again, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with the parts that evolve. But you know, like everybody, their eyes are reading the entire page when you're talking.
Absolutely.
So,
and I love
yeah.
having copies of people because then they don't feel like, you know, they don't feel like maybe that they're going to forget everything. They can take it home with them. They can write notes on it. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And, okay, so did you do demos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I did demos on the items that they were interested in. I did not walk in with a lot. I walked in with my water bottle, a pair of inserts, and, of course, I had power bands on, okay? And I, you know, had my wrist strap in my purse because I have it on there for hygiene purposes just in case. But, I mean, I have that there that I can show them. So it's not like in the old part where I used to walk in with a briefcase full of stuff.
Yeah, good idea, so that you don't look again, so, you know, it's not overwhelming and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I love that.
Yeah, because they, you know, they look like, oh, here she is. She's going to try to sell me something in her bag. And so, you know, I just pulled that off. It makes all kinds of sense, you know. And by the way, on the water bottle, I don't carry a separate one, but I take the nozzle off. I just pop the nozzle off and run the water through it. If it's not cleaned, you know, if I've been drinking from that or whatever, I dump the water, test them with the water that they usually drink. If it's bottled water, I always ask them what they usually drink. And then they'll drink it, I'll test them, and then I pour the rest of the water in the bottle and then run it through the bottle, and I pop the nozzle off so that, you know. In hygiene, there's a thing as backwashing, so.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, it's one of those things with me and Margie. So
so how long
yeah, somebody left their porch.
How long would that last? I mean, usually about 45 minutes. Some I did 30. The business people, when I hit 30 minutes, you know, when we were, I said, okay, I said 30 minutes. I said, you know, but here's the presentation. You can take one home, or if you want to know a little bit more. And everybody said, oh, yeah, go ahead and finish it. I mean, I might have just one or two pages left to go. And they said, sure, you know, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get somebody that appointment and they're sitting down, the time issue doesn't always come in the huge effect. Now, it did with my cousin. I will say that, but he wasn't part of my 21 club. But it did with my cousin because he was running late to get me to me, so he was running late to get to somebody else, too. So he's a lifestyle and a rich and famous guy. So he's that was the one that was a tougher one because, you know, he was kind of like, okay, get this over with because I got to get on to this other client. But you're not going to have that many of most of the time, especially if you can do it out of the office. You know, then once they get there, they're chilled down a little bit and ready to listen.
Absolutely.
And help.
I like that. And then, okay, so Pam, and so then you'd have the coffee shop or the, like, some of them, you met them at their home, and there were several ladies there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would set up the, you know, that you were going to do the call with Cindy, and then you'd do that. And then what did you do, you know, additional follow-up so that you got the volume in?
Okay, at the very last week, so mine ended actually on it was a Saturday. Of course, you have 10 days to get the paperwork together. So I offered all these people that I was having a rollout day at my house, a massage day at my house. You know, I'm at a disadvantage. I'm in Henryville. I am way 25 miles away from anybody. So that limited the people that would come. But it's interesting in that the people that were more local did not come, and the people in Louisville did come, which is kind of wild. I didn't expect that at all. So that was a little bit of a surprise for me because I really did the rollout day for the people that were more local so that they could come over and experience the product. But I offered that to everybody and had, you know, I made appointments.
Okay.
Yeah, and made it special. You know, I made it like a massage day. And so that was kind of like another thank you gift. I did give little things like I had CM cream or 10-4, and I didn't just lay it on there. I had little note cards I wrote up and taped the 10-4 to it and things like that and said, this is your thank you gift.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and then I had a catalog. If they wanted a catalog, that was fine. I had a catalog with me, and I also had Dennis Bryant's new Freedom CD with the 36 testimonials. I had that also in the packet or in the pocket of the folder that I took in.
Okay. So
yeah, the notebook, the reason I kind of take the folder over the notebook, I have the notebook with me. But one that I walked into, they said, oh, gosh, here's a presentation folder. I know what that means. And so for me, that was a flag. That was a flag.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, got to do something about this.
Yeah, this is more casual. This is more relaxed.
Uh-huh.
And so you did that part. I mean, the gift and the Freedom the CD with the 36 testimonials. You did that, like, at the first meeting that you had with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If they were interested, I couldn't believe how many people said their CD player doesn't work or they don't use it. I mean, it just shows the way of the time that technology's changing and people aren't, you know, even doing the CDs quite as much. And some people would say I never would give them. But, you know, I would say, if this is one of Eric Worre's saying, if I give you this, will you listen to it? And they'll say yes. And I'll say, well, when do you feel you will listen to it so we can discuss what's on there? Because there is a good smattering of lots of different testimonials and it's all, you know, health. Ron's that is on there is about the business, but the others are more about health issues. But at least it gets them thinking.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this is just so, you know, great information that you're sharing with Pam, and I wanted to open it up for questions. I see that it, you know, it's 7:30 already, but. Who has a question for Pam and Cindy?
This is Gloria. I've got a question.
Go ahead.
Pam, you mentioned keeping a running list. I know we've had so many tracking forms handed to us over the years. I've actually got a business coach helping me consolidate it, plus all the referrals that I get from my networking. So what were you holding in your hand? Was it a notebook? Was it a 21 club form? What's your tracking method?
Okay, for the 21 Club, I'm glad you brought that up, Gloria. Go everywhere in your little folder or, you know, my one little bag that I don't stuff full anymore. Always have a 21 Club form with you.
Okay.
You never know. You might run into somebody at the grocery and say, hey, let's go have a cup of coffee real quick. Okay?
So that is your tracking form for contacts?
Uh-huh, yes. I just use one of those.
Okay,
I mean, it's on there. The other thing, I keep a notebook, a spiral notebook. I'm an old person, I guess. I keep a spiral notebook where I write names down and then give enough space between the names that I can write when I call them. And that really helps me because it's in a binder and it's not like pages I'm going to rip out or lose or can't remember which notebook I put it in because I have so many notebooks going.
Sure. And I have the notebook thing, too. But I was looking to – I didn't know if you had a form that checked off what part of the process they were in, or you just put that in a note?
Actually, I do have one for the process, but I do that once I have them in the process.
Okay.
But if I don't have them in the process, like I'm looking at my little notebook here, and I just, it's got a dog on the front of it, and I know that's my name notebook. And I write notes. Like there's some people, when I looked back, I mean, there's like 10 pages, and I went, oh, my gosh, you know, that one's kind of slipped through the cracks. And I know I need to get with the lady before the kids get out of school because then she's going to be even busier. So I need to, you know, re-text her. I do a lot of texting for these appointments to begin with.
Okay.
Oh, that
a lot.
You know, that's a good point. So rather than making the phone calls, a lot of them that you set up using text?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll say. And I always started out by, this is Pam Barnes, you know. And I'll do it that way because that's what people prefer. You know, people don't answer their phone like they used to. I mean, if they don't know your number, they don't answer it.
Absolutely. You know, I'm discovering that ever since I heard Eric Worre talk about that, and we're starting to use it more and more. But I can send out, you know, an email or call people without very little response, but I send texts and almost always get response either right away or you know, within a few hours.
And it even amazes me. There's sometimes it might go 3 or 4 days and somebody will respond, and I think, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I wasn't lost in the shuffle. But, you know, they went back to clear their text because, you know, it comes up and says how many texts you have. So
yeah.
I guess they went back and cleared it and then saw that, oh, my gosh, that's right, I didn't respond to Pam. So,
oh, that's right. It shows until you clear it, it shows. Okay, maybe time for one more question. Who's got a question? I know lots of you guys are jumping into 21 Clubs and, here's a resource. Pam and Cindy just did it, so ask your question.
And some are muted, so you can raise your hand.
Oh, raise your hand. Yeah, 5-star in case Jack has muted you. Okay.
Go ahead, get in the motion. I mean, just say, this is what's going to happen, and it's going to happen, and just start writing it down and calling. And I know Ruth Little has a form of no's, and I think I've started every time I've had a few no's. I don't usually get no's, so that's been a little interesting part for me to deal with. But it was with Ruth's form, I thought, I need to pull out Ruth's form and write a no in that box. You know, who that person was. She has a 100 no list, and I laugh about it. But I still have that form, too, because there is a very good point to that, is get through that list, get through the people, and get them off of your thought process.
Wow. Because
they weigh you down. They weigh you down.
Absolutely.
This is Candace.
Yes, dear.
I have a question. How do you follow up with – or how many times do you follow up with getting the people to, you know, maybe buy a product? Is that just a one-time thing, or do you if they don't buy it right away, then you come back in another week and say, well, you know, I know that you were thinking about it. Is that several times you try that?
Okay, I always wait 2 to 3 days between contacts. That's just me. I'm not a pushy person. And that's one thing that I will say, like sometimes, Cindy, when people came on, they thought, oh, this is going to be the closing lady. So we had to change that atmosphere, okay? We had to make it more friendly, all right? Because, you know how it is when you go to timeshares. Okay, now you go talk to this person. Now you go talk to this person. Da, 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 da. And so we had to lighten it up and change it and make it about them, okay, and not necessarily about us. That's why we let the questions guide us. But then we're, both flexible women, and we just went with the flow of it. But I myself, and that's a personal thing, Candace. I mean, I know there's people say, oh, no, you need to follow up in, 24 hours. That's a 48-hour rule, so that's why I look at the 2 days. And then I will ask them, if I go back the third time, you can pretty well assume they're not going to order anything, okay? And when I go back the third time, I'll say, I'm not sure you're interested. I haven't heard back, but please, I would greatly appreciate referrals. This must not be for you at this point, but don't forget about me.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay.
And we,
because
and we've got one
when you
more.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Pam.
No, when you close, when you leave it like that, everything's amicable. Okay?
Yes.
You're not mad at them. They're not mad at you. You're respecting where they are. And, then they are more likely to remember. They're never going to forget, as I say, the magnet lady back when. They never forget the magnet lady.
Oh, I love that. We've got one more question, and that's from Ruth Lowe. Ruth, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Sorry, I was muted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Pam, a phenomenal call. I have so many notes. It's amazing. And thank you so much for sharing and educating us. So I wanted, and I think actually Candace got most of it, was that, so you do these 21 appointments at the coffee shop or whatever, and then you get Cindy on the phone, and then nothing actually, do you loan them anything at that point in time if they're interested?
Yeah, if they're interested, I absolutely do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for the first appointment, the first time, did you have anyone sign up on the spot?
I don't.
No.
I'm not pushing that to get them to sign
right.
up right there.
No, I agree.
It was okay. This is interesting with the two older ladies. The one that referred the lady that really is made for me, Kim, who's this wonderful woman. I mean, she has a juicer and everything. She's 84 years old. And so when I didn't mention it at all to them. And the lady that did the referral said to the other lady, well, I think there's a way that you could sign up and get things discounted because it sounds like you want a lot of things.
Awesome.
And I thought, well, there we are. So
there
then
we
I
go.
Put it out.
That was- Yeah, I want to make that point clear because I don't want people to think, oh, you're doing all this great stuff and people sign up on the spot. That doesn't really happen that often.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to just
mm-hmm.
confirm that it does take a few tries and to stay on top of it and get to them in 48 hours because it's rare, I think, to get it on the spot. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just want to confirm that. So that's fabulous. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I'm glad you brought that up. My goal is to get them interested and want to know, go to the next step. That's what I want.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. And then people that are, that you find people that this really is for them, and then, then they're going on to your prospect tracker so that you can bring them through that information process.
That's right. And as far as the loaning, I do not loan small products, and that's what I tell them. I said, I don't loan small products, they work, but I'm very willing to loan you the wellness home products, the sleep, the water, the air.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, good point.
Okay. I don't bring that out in the beginning, but as the conversation goes, I will offer that. I don't.
Okay.
Because some people say, well, can I try a bracelet? I say, well, I don't loan products, but I do loan the wellness home products because that's what, to get the 6,000 PV, guys, you gotta do the wellness home.
Absolutely. That 6,000 volume and the three seniors, that's what makes it the business 21 club. And that's fabulous that you guys did that. And I love all of these things that you have shared with us. And it's recorded. I know I couldn't take notes fast enough, so all of us can go back and listen. And, the two Tony Scoma ones, they're both recorded. They're on Our 100 Millionaire and they're on Dave Johnson. And this morning on Dave's call, he's going to be interviewing Pat and Mac McDonald, who kind of started off this 21 Clubs. They worked with Pam and Charles Foster, who just went platinum, and they've done it through 21 Clubs. And NECAN did a survey with all the people that are moving forward into the higher ranks,
Around the world.
Around the world, you know, NUCAN and all the countries around the world, the new platinums, the new golds, you know, people that are moving forward fast in their business, and all of them are using multiple 21 clubs to do it. And so, you know, all of us on this call today, you know, set your sights to be doing at least 121 club in May. Start now the preparation. You know, if you need an A, get your A. If you're going to be the A, get one or two or three or four Bs and get together, decide how you're going to do it, you know, in-home events, coffee shops. I mean, just exactly how you're going to do it. Tony even shared, you know, because he's doing so many. And Pam, you kind of touched on it when you go to get Cindy to coordinate the time, you know, that's not always the easiest thing to get, you know, to get a hold of your A. And so what Tony said, sometimes, you know, when he has these multiple ones, he's already on the call with a different C, and so he will call them back on his own. So, you know, his B, you know, got the appointment with the person, sat down with them like at a coffee shop or in-home, and did the, you know, demoed some products, showed the plan, and they set up the call with Tony, but then Tony calls back on his own. You know, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to all be on the phone at the same time. I mean, it'd be great, but, you know, in the real world, it doesn't always happen. So,
okay, well, good. I didn't know that. I thought she had to be on there.
Yeah.
And Scott did a wonderful job. He did a one, you know, they both did, but a wonderful job on talking to him. So it was fun.
Yeah, and let it be fun, like you're saying. And, you know, if Start like you said, Pam, and I know Ruth Moe said this, when you get that first order, I mean, be putting everybody on your 21 club form, but start the formal club when somebody comes on board with a big order. And then all those people that you did previous that maybe were before your 30-day period, if they haven't bought something, you can go back and talk to them again so that you move their date into your present 21 club.
Mm-hmm. I want to put this out there because, actually, I guess I'm going to have to call Pat Elkins back. Me, Ken didn't know what to do with this question yet. They're working on it. I guess I was the first one to ask this. I have two people out of that 21 club that are now looking to become seniors. So, you know, it wasn't like I just got the three and I'm done. I mean, they're evolving from that. So my question was, will that count if I, on my second 21 clubs, then rolling into another 21 club? Can that count? We're trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, I think did they sign up? Did they buy products?
Yeah. They signed the 21 club form. Okay. Because they were part of that 21 club, but they didn't get anything at that time. But now that they're thinking about it, they want to come in and get their wellness home, or look at one's wellness home, one's a business. And so that would put both of them as seniors. So I'm saying, can they count on another 21 club since they signed the first one?
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, I've heard other people that,
be direct.
Other A's. Because, yeah, we can even use directs, you know, that are already on our team. That, you know, if they go forward and become a senior, they can count as one of the seniors. But
they could have bought up to $1,500 with the price, you know, $1,499 or something.
But the count for your 21 club, if you signed them on the form and they didn't do anything, if they hadn't got a product and they hadn't joined, what my understanding is that, yes, you can, you know, you could put them onto another 21 club.
Well, you kind of interrupted my thought, too, because if they're already direct, but not never qualified to be senior, you can still use them.
Right, but that's two separate things. They can be a senior then. They can count for one of your seniors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They should be able to count for the 21 club and one of your seniors, I would think.
Well, because they were on the original form, the first one, I didn't know how it would work on the second, so I wanted clarification, and they just said they had to refer it to Pat Elkins and that she would call me. So I thought you all might know. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think. So it'll be good to hear what Pat says. But I think, you know, in former 21 clubs, we could always just roll them forward. And, you know, if they hadn't bought and hadn't joined, we could do 21 clubs. Every time we did one, we could, you know, talk to them again. I mean, you need to actually talk to them. You can't just, you know, move their name forward. But actually,
right.
They'll meet and do another presentation because, you know, that's good for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I see our dean for Dave Johnson's call. We just got the 10-minute warning.
Let's go.
Oh, Cindy and Pam, you two are just phenomenal. Thank you so much for sharing with us. And, yeah, if you could just send us your notes, even if they're in rough form, I know it's just going to help everybody so much. And, you know, this is a team win, you guys. Everybody doing these 21 clubs, it's just going to get so much momentum. And people are attracted. They want to be parts of teams that are, you know, that are going places, that are doing something. And people want to belong and be on teams like that. And so all of us working together doing these 21 clubs is going to be a benefit for everybody. I know Adam Dragon's on this call and Becky Dragon, and they're in the middle of a 21 club right this minute. Congratulations, you guys. And email us, call us, all of us. Let's get in 21 clubs. Use these last couple of days of April to do your prep, and then let's just all jump in and go. Okay, love you guys. Thanks, Pam.
Sounds great. Thank you all.
Love you guys.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Pam.
You're very welcome.
Congratulations.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Carla. Take care.